Foxtrot Romeo, mobile hand monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Frank Romeo, this is Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo.
KF8, VFO monitoring.
Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
KF8 AYL.
KFAAYLWASFR. How are you today, Ken?
Oh, I'm just Sandy this afternoon. How are you?
Hot and sweaty, but I'm out of work and now I get to spend the weekend having fun.
Ah, that's right, it's Friday. Forgot about that.
Don't beat yourself up. I forget what day it is. Most of the time I forget what month it is. I'm like, wait, what is that again?
Yeah, I pretty much work 7 weeks anyway, so.
Well,
yeah. Friday, yeah, Friday. But it doesn't mean anything to me.
It just means a day where you get a lot of fun internet content of people being mostly drunk and stupid on a Friday night, and they somehow end up on the internet and entertain us for hours with some of the shenanigans they get up to.
Oh, if you go in certain places, you'll find them on the radio, too.
Yeah, I haven't encountered any of those yet.
Yeah, we had a fun morning at our work today. We were affected by the CrowdStrike problem. It took down all of our servers and our machines that we had to go around and fix them all by hand. Lots of fun when your security software is the thing that takes out your actual machines.
Yeah, that's no fun. I don't think my company was affected, but then again, I just drive a truck. So anything related to the internet does not matter because it's not going to affect my truck. Unless somehow there's like an EMP or something, and then that would disable my work truck.
Well, basically, you had a Windows machine that was using CrowdStrike. You were probably out. I never liked that CrowdStrike crap when they came and put it on every machine in the company. I'm like, this stuff's pretty heavy, man. And you basically turned over all control of the machine to this software. I don't know if I like that.
And I heard about CrowdStrike, and I'm like, what the? Even, okay, digital modes for ham goes, a lot of this digital stuff is just, yeah, it goes way over my head. I don't understand much of it.
Well, I'm not a Windows guy, thankfully. I do the AIX and some of the Linux machines, and mostly databases and the CAD software, but I had to help because they needed all things to go around fixing these things, and they wanted IT people doing it, so I had to get my hands dirty into the Windows machines today. But as I understand it, so this CrowdStrike software is a process that runs on your machine that is looking for suspicious activity, if you will. It's not just a, you know, like an antivirus, like checking files and traffic as it's coming through. It's looking for activities, you know, signature things that can indicate an attack. And it's communicating that in real time back to their cloud server, so all the world's computers that run CrowdStrike are communicating with each other on, you know, what could be an active threat. That's how the software works. And as I understand it, what happened is it updated itself. Again, security software is the only thing in the IT world that gets to update itself without change control. And the update went nuts and decided there was threats there when there was no threats, and started cutting off network and other Windows services, so the machine basically was rendered useless until you logged into it locally and reverted to the previous version of CrowdStrike. Real nice stuff.
Yeah, it sounds real nice. Well, yeah, at least it gives IT guys something some job security, having to fix the problem.
Yeah, that's not a, that's not the kind of problem that's any fun to fix. You can train a, you can train a monkey how to do that. It's just a list of instructions. Log on to the machine, run these 3 steps, reboot it, you're good, check it, done. Move on to the next one. It's like just repetitive crap work.
Yeah, so I am home right now, and I'm going to get off of my mobile, and I can still chat. I just got to get to my room and get on my base station. So if you're still out there, I can throw my call sign out, and if you're able to talk, we can continue the conversation. But yeah, I'm sitting at the end of the driveway right now. KFAYLWAFFR.
If you need a member, then you can't really well.
Okay, Ken, I'm back, and I'm on the base station now, so we can continue our conversation.
Yeah, I don't have too much time. I gotta get back in and probably get dinner started. Wife's still in the chair with her foot.
What you planning on making?
I think I'm just going to keep it simple today. I think I'm just going to grill a couple of hot dogs and a hamburger.
I like it. You're going with both the classics and it's summer, so it fits right in.
Yep, and a couple of pieces of corn from the guy down the road. So, yeah, it should be good. Should be good.
What piece of equipment are you using right now? Are you using a handheld in the woods, or what you using?
If I was on a handheld in the woods, you would know it. No, this is my makeshift space station, if you will.
What video are you running for the quote-unquote base station?
The radio is the Ocean 80p. It's a, it'll broad transmit 4 bands, 70 centimeters, 2 meters, 6 meters, and 20 meters.
Do you have the intent and equipment to broadcast on all 4 of those bands, or are you only limited to like the 2 and the 70 centimeters?
I don't have any HF antennas, so right now it's pretty much just 70 centimeters and 2 meters. So I do hook the CB antenna to it, and we're using it as a CB radio on one trip. Just to see if it would, and it does.
So it does CB too, or were you just using the 20 meter band?
I opened up its transmit range just a little, because it was, you know, locked into the ham band. I opened it up so it used its full emitter and hooked the CB antenna to it, and tried it out just for funsies.
All right, and how well did it work?
It worked just fine, but I mean, the one trucker we had, nobody's on CB anymore, at least not in Northern Michigan or the UP. The one trucker I was talking to was like a quarter mile behind me, so I hope it was working okay.
I mean, to be fair, there ain't a lot of people in Northern Michigan or the UP to begin with.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot less dense, that's for sure.
Yeah, that CB stuff is... I used to have a radio in my car back in the late 90s all the time, and there was quite a bit of traffic. Even in northern Michigan, and even in the UP, there were people. But, and from here, you know, I'm in Bertrand to the north, I made one contact. And that was it, going northern Michigan and through the UP.
Well, you and I both know the real reason why there's nobody on CB.
I think if you're in cities like LA, Chicago, that kind of thing, so I think it's still used quite a bit.
Now, driving around, I do see a lot of CB antennas on farms. My cousin works on a farm, and he says they have CB in the tractors, and they put the antennas on top of grain silos and stuff. So I know a lot of farmers still use CB.
Yeah, I know a lot of farmers / people who just own property just putting up business class receivers or repeaters and using that on their property. Like if they got 300-400 acres, you know, a couple square miles or whatever, they do that kind of thing. Of course, they never go out and get the business license that you're supposed to have, but they're also in the middle of nowhere, usually. So I don't think anybody's going to complain.
Shoot, out there, your radio's basically your only means of communication in some areas of this country. It's the only thing that can actually work out there.
Yeah, I know this one couple that owns a cabin place, but they also have, I think it's like 450 acres. So he's always out there messing around in the woods, cutting wood, because they heat with all the cabins with one wood boiler that has, you know, the hot water lines going to all the cabins. And somebody for Christmas, some family member there, just bought him a business repeater with a couple of radios. They have no idea what it is. And when I looked at them, I'm like, you know, this is operating on the business reasons. You're really supposed to have a license for this. But you're in the middle of the nowhere in the UP here, so I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah, unless you either been to those areas, have family in those areas like I do, you truly don't appreciate the scale that some of these rural areas can truly get. And when you're in the middle of nowhere and no other means of communication is working, but you have your radio, it's like, it's really reassuring knowing that's what you get to.
Well, just to the south of them, about 10 miles, there is a 700-foot tower with a ham. There's a ham repeater on it. And that covers pretty much that whole quadrant of the UP from north to south, and a good couple hundred miles, and, well, not a couple hundred, but, you know, quite a ways east to west as well. But, like, just get a ham license and use that repeater, because that can get out there, man. You can go a long way on that one.
Also, out there is a type of area where you can put up a 7, 8, 900-foot tower and no one's going to complain about it.
Well, you could put up a 100 or 200-foot tower and get away with it, but if you put up a 6 or 7 or 800-foot tower, that's going to get noticed. That's not allowed.
Isn't the Bertrand repeater the one up there by... No, I think it's by Bay City. Isn't that one on like a 700 or 800-foot tower?
The Guilford one that I'm talking off of, I think that one's pretty tall and somewhere in that range, if I remember correctly.
Contact.
Go ahead, breaking station.
KEHDCQ here on the side of Bay City. Guilford Tower is at 850 feet, and it'll reach out there quite a ways.
Yeah, I've heard several numbers. I wasn't sure which number was the actual right one. This is KFAAYL for Aggie. And, yeah, doesn't that tower also have a bunch of voting receivers as well around in different spots?
Roger, roger. That's a borrowed tower. I'm trying to think who owns it, but that's with the Mid-Michigan Emergency Control Group. And we're on the 3-1 right now, and they have about 4 or 5 receivers in the area. Back to you.
All right. Well, there you go. We're on 850 feet. Over you, WAFFR.
I'll let you guys get back to it. Just checking out my new radio. I got a new handheld. I got a Yaesu FD5, and it took programming cable to get it to work. But boy, she's a beauty. With that said, 7-3 guys, and you carry on. KE8, peace out, clear.
All right, well, enjoy your new radio. You still with us there, Ryan? KFAAYL.
That's an affirmative. I'm just trying to figure out where I put a screw. There are two screws that you can put the microphone on because this is a mobile radio. And I drilled one of the screws into the side of my dresser where the radio is mounted. And I lost the other screw. So now my clip is rotating, and I'm trying to find where the screw went.
It'll be right next to your 10-millimeter wrench.
You mean the couple 10-millimeter ratchets?
Now that was funny. Yeah, FACLS. Sorry about the interruption, guys.
FAPLX, WAFFR, and don't worry about it. You're always welcome. Any other stations, welcome to join in on the conversation. See how many stations we can get on the air at one time.
Well, I appreciate that. How's this little radio sounding? I just got her hooked up. I'm actually still programming, so I'm just going to jump in here for just a second, say, hey, 73 for you guys. Hopefully it sounds good. I'm running about 20 watts right now. I can pump it up, but hopefully I don't have to.
Well, on my end, I can hear you. There is a decent amount of static, but I can still make out your voice and what you're saying. So, yeah, it's coming through decent on my end. Ken, KFAAYL, how is he sounding to you?
I believe that was a pretty accurate description. There's some background noise, some bacon fry in there. But the audio is pretty good. If you can bump it up, you might want to try it. Just for fun.
All right, well, that's all she's got right there. That's at 50 watts, so hopefully that's definitely enough to get out there. Maybe clean it up just a little bit, hopefully.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot cleaner. For sure, the background noise is dissipated.
My end, static's actually still there, but your voice is coming through a lot stronger. So I still got that background static, but now your voice is, like I said, significantly louder than the background static, but it is still there.
All right, well, I appreciate the signal report there, guys. Well, like I said, I got a little bit of work to do, a little bit of playing with it here and there. And I got another antenna on the way, so hopefully when I get the larger antenna, that might help out a little bit. But appreciate it there. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. And I might catch you a little bit later here once I get everything rolling on this thing. KF8CLX, I'm quitting.
KF8BLX, WAFFR. Glad to hear you on the air, 7-3.
Was it COX? said CLX.
I heard Bravo.
That is correct. Bravo is my next station. That is correct.
Bravo, okay, so they're into the B's now. Nice.
F-A-A-Y-L, W-A-F-F-R. Yeah, I did some research recently and found out, so my old call sign, K-F-A-A-T-Q, I found out there is a K-F-A-A-T-R and S. I believe it's from West Virginia, though, so someone actually did get a call sign sequentially, but it looks like there's a couple in between my first call sign and your current call sign.
Oh, I believe they're issued sequentially, but I think they're not supposed to issue sequential ones in the same region. Or, yeah, no, well, it'd be KFA. 8 is the region, so, yeah, who knows? I don't know what their rules are for handing them out.
Looking on the website, AE7Q, and I think that's the website. But apparently, he was keeping a list of all the call signs sequentially, and it turns out every region is on a different one. So it's not like one call sign, just a different number for each region. Like a region could be on the KCs, another region could be on KI. I don't think anyone is, but just for example. So it looks like every region's on its own sequential series.
Well, I know on the RS side, there's a whole bunch of us that are right next to each other. There's IWRTX930. There's another guy who's also a ham. He's WRTX957. There's another guy who's WRTX928. And I know another one who's WRTX931. All in Michigan here, so yeah, and when you go on the website and look, they're all issued on the same page.
And that's how the test I took at Lansing was. All the call signs were issued on the same day. I mean, when I took my test, the majority of the people there were upgrading for a higher license class. But there's a couple of us taking the technician, I think two or three, so we all got our call signs on the same day.
The class I took was, there was only about six people in it, seven people. And yeah, a lot of them were taking an upgrade one, so I don't know how many other people in there were taking a technician. I know there was at least one.
I've been able to get that Saturday off when I was at my old job. I would have taken the U because I was looking at the K-Rail location and I couldn't get off of work. So, and like I said, I went and hung out with my friend in Lansing, who I'm actually seeing tomorrow, and took the test out there. But otherwise, I probably would have had an even closer call, original call sign to you.
Don't have a loose cable or something hooked up to your station there, because sometimes your signal is perfect and then it's like while you're talking, your signal goes to crap and then it comes back to perfect again.
I'll check. Either that or I could animals.
See, that transmission there, actually, you faded and cut out. There was so much static in it, I could barely make out what you were saying. But didn't you say your antenna was sitting in the yard on the grass or something?
I just bumped up my power a little bit, but it's on a very sketchy pole six feet off the ground. And it's temporary where it is, but that does not help out at all.
There's a lot kind of background static all of a sudden, but it's not the typical constant background static. It's real poppy, like almost like you're driving in a car or something.
I'll check my coax when I go outside, but I think there was a braking station there.
I think that was the A side of my radio coming through. And coming, I would think they would squelch the A side, well, if the B side's transmitting or vice versa, but apparently it doesn't. You were hearing the other A side of the radio from a different frequency.
All right. Well, then, I guess I'm going to go outside and I'll get cleaned up, jump in the pool because I'm a little dirty from work, and I'll check my coax and check my connection to my antenna and see if make sure it's on tight. And then I got to go to Home Depot because I cannot find the screw to save my life. So I'm going to have to go buy more screws. So it was good talking to you, Ken. KFAYL from WAFFR. I'm sending 7-3. Have a wonderful evening.
Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and evening. Might be on later. KFAYL.
GT, if that's you trying to get through time, you're not making it.
8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, Mobile.
Not too bad, not too bad. I'm just passing through the area. The name here is Kevin, and I'm traveling westbound on 96 right now. So coming in from Rochester, New York, just heading up to visit a friend for the weekend. Well, actually, a long weekend. So figured I'd bring my radio and see if I could make it into any repeaters.
Well, you seem to be making it into whichever one you're connected to there. I'm in Birch Run, which is more, quite a bit north of 96. It's kind of between Flint and Saginaw there. My name's Ken here, and hope your travels are going well.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. Yeah, good to meet you. Yeah, things are going fine. No problem at all. Pretty smooth trip so far. Yeah, I'm just on the little handheld radio. I don't have an external antenna. It's just a rubber antenna on the little Yaesu FD60. So sounds like I'm getting a little choppy into the repeater. But you got a nice strong signal on my radio back from it.
All right, so you don't even have an external antenna, you're just running on the rubber duck. It sounds pretty good where you're at. I mean, there's some background pop, but it's nothing really that bad. Your audio is good.
All right, good deal, Ken. Yeah, the final destination is Granville. It's over near Grand Rapids, so... looks like it got about another hour left to go. I see quite a few towers, with some antennas on the top of 96 here, so pretty flat, not much elevation change, right?
All right, yeah, copy that. I know where Granville is. I haven't been over there in a few years though, so I don't know the what repeaters are over there, but your signal was starting to break up. I was getting every other word or so, but I could tell what you were saying.
All right, Ken. Well, I'll let you go. Sounds like I'm starting to get a little.
Not much after that. But 73s, safe travels, and hope to talk to you again someday. This is KF80 Wow.
ZGX monitoring.
Yes, ADYL monitoring.
VK3 PX via Echo Link. Listening.